All right, we are in session at 7 p.m. Tuesday night. Maggie had a previous commitment. She can't be here for it.
Who's that?
Maggie from Ryan.
Oh. I guess we'll not to struggle through it.
I thought it worked myself. You need one?
I think the accounts payable.
You get them?
Yes.
All right. We have approved the minutes, reviewed and signed the orders. And the payroll.
So I make a motion to approve and sign the minutes, payroll, and accounts payable.
Unanimous. And we will move into open forum. And seeing as you're all by yourself.
Hi there.
You're the open forum.
Okay.
Well, she is Adrian.
I'm Adrian Benton.
Oh,
so
okay.
So she's going to be there.
All right.
Unless we want to do it here.
Probably we'll move her up to open form so she doesn't have to sit here while we go through all of them.
Good. Yeah, good.
I have an audience for this, but probably not.
Yes. Well, I'm here to support the repeal of the Act 181, and I've been following it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you had any contact with anybody of any consequence in the last 24 or 48 hours?
No.
Okay. I spent quite a lot of time on the phone last night with Chris Pritchard.
Oh, okay, good.
Who is on the committee. Okay. And him and I have been going back and forth, keeping in touch and what's going on.
Right.
Friday, two parts of it were the two parts that concern us to some extent were to be kissed goodbye. It didn't happen Friday. It was on the agenda for today. They don't meet on Monday.
Right.
And they go back on Monday and meet Tuesday.
Oh.
He is confident in all the people that he's talked to that are on the committee and people that are in the Senate that it's probably going to go down, that part, those two parts of it, which
right.
is the driveway business and the impervious deal. And that was as of last night. I haven't talked to him today.
Are you Don?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, because I must have texted or called you on the fact that our property is listed mostly as Tier 3, and we have a septic plan ready to go.
Right, I talked to you. And
yes, you talked.
And I talked to some other people in Montpelier and in Rutland, and that's kind of irrelevant.
It is.
I mean, you're talking, you were going to put the septic system in.
Yeah, we're putting it in as we speak. He's working on it, cutting
yeah.
trees.
This law won't, if they pass this law tomorrow, it won't become a real law till, what is it, July? July or January, one or the other.
So, right.
So
yeah, I just did.
I would certainly hope you could finish the septic system between now and July. So you should be in good shape.
And if we don't?
I still don't. It's an engineered system and it's all pre-existing. I mean, I'm not, you know, if you want to get a true answer, call Phil and ask him. But Mr. Scott, that is the governor. From what my sources have told me, it's engineered, it's pre-existing, and you're doing it, and it will be in before the law even takes effect, if it does take effect.
Okay. Well, that's really good to know.
And I mean, that's all I mean.
Yeah, because I'm scared.
I could be blowing smoke too, but that's what I've been told by the people that I've talked to.
Right.
And I've talked to several people about it. Yeah, I didn't know who you were. I just talked to you on the phone. I read your.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
I think I said email or something. That's, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, anyway. I know we talked on the phone. You're over on 31, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So that's where that stands at this point in time.
Okay.
Hopefully that's, it goes down as everybody's saying, but God only knows. It's politics.
Well, I understand that. And my husband is a sole man worker. And he doesn't really, you know, he wants to do it all himself. So he has the equipment to do it. So it could be like, you know, over, you know, it could go into July, August, maybe, who knows.
Yeah, I would say, you know, you're still going to be fine.
Okay. Yeah, and also we have goat farm, and I didn't want the tier three to come against me, us having a goat farm, you know, because of it's an animal corridor for tier three. Right. And our property just has a pond on top, and it's in the Slate Hills, but you have plateaus. So the property isn't just wetlands. It's just, I just get so angry how they labeled our properties as, to me, as wetlands. Like, you know, not really wetland, tier three.
No, you're not growing cattails or anything.
No, it used to be a cow farm. And when we first moved here, it was called recreational property. And I even have a map I saved. So, you know, how could they just change up the maps? That's why I'm here, to complain about this. But it seems like, you know, I've been collecting the letters that other towns have been sending. I don't know who to give them to. But
I printed off the ones that you gave us, and we got a couple more.
Yeah, and then,
so let's.
Yeah, these are some other questions that
should be nice. Yeah.
I guess you've answered everything, and we just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, we're in a holding pattern, but I think it's a fairly short holding back.
I hope so, yeah.
From what, like I say, what Chris has told me is
right.
He's talked to several of the senators that get the bill after they get it. And
I've been following.
Everybody seems to be on, most everybody he's talked to seems to be on the same page. I believe he said there's 10 or 11 people on the committee at his level, mm-hmm. the legislature. Right. To work on, and they're unanimously against the driveway or the road in Everdale. So,
okay, well, that answers that. I'm just a little bit
hopefully confused. That's how it turns out, but yeah. God only knows.
Okay, well, thank you.
And we are going to do something about writing a letter. Paula is also writing one. They met the other day. They meet on opposite Tuesdays from us. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I've been collecting them.
Yeah.
All righty then. All right. Thank you so much.
Well, good luck with the goats.
Yeah, they're fine.
Correspondence, right? Okay, we have overweight permits. I hope you had to throw that one away. Steve Newton Forestry. Better check. You got insurance?
Yeah, lots of it. We paid for it anyway. We pay for lots of it.
We have one from Steve Newton Forestry. Oh, cash money even. And we have one from New England Quality Service. Oh, they're a junkyard, apparently. Keep saying scrap metal, so I don't know. That's what they haul, anyways. Yeah.
Do you want me to make a motion for that, or two separate? Altogether or separate?
Yeah, you can do them both together. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
So make a motion to approve and sign the overweight permits for Steve Newton Forestry Inc. and New England Quality Service.
Second. Unanimous. These just hate these guys. Do you know these liquor and tobacco, do they ever pay their money?
Easy Marine, yes, did. And these guys have all got a check with them, so they're good.
And that was Bannerman?
They did, yeah.
And what's the date today?
21st.
Thank you. Well, it should be 100. I'll never know what day it is. You go to a customer, if they've got cores or something to send back, I have to fill out a form and list the part numbers and stuff, and I have to date it. They just write something. I'm usually in the right month, but I'm usually not the right day. All right. That's how we're going to have a yard full of people here.
Did we make a motion on those?
We did.
Oh, you did. Who did?
I did the motion, and then Paul second
for the
just the permits overweight. I have not done the second class yet.
Okay, this is the liquor. This is the. Oh, I thought this was the Vanderman, and this is the store.
So Larson's are only doing one, they're not doing both?
They didn't drop off one for the tobacco.
Pardon me?
They didn't drop off one. There isn't enough for tobacco room.
Doing what?
We only got, I think, just a liquor, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's the guy in Pennsylvania. This is M. Parkwood and Worthmore.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why. I'm not a fan of smoking, but I mean, gets people in store to buy stuff.
That it does.
I never could figure out why they didn't sell lottery tickets there either.
That was a good point.
That gets people in the store, and usually they going to buy something and end up buying lottery tickets or vice versa.
So I make a motion to approve and sign the second class license and tobacco license for Old Hickory Ventures Inc. and the second class license for Parkwood and Worthmore.
You got it. Where the hell are we supposed to sign this thing? Just anywhere?
Just anywhere. There is no place really to sign it. So, yeah, just so we got something.
Did she say or he say when Larson's are going to take it over? The other thing is that the difference in tobacco prices from New York State to Vermont, when we're sitting 2 miles from the New York State border, is another reason. Yeah.
It was the alcohol the other day where it said that smoking is on the rise. Nobody ever starts smoking again.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was. It's funny, certain areas, you know, like around here, you go to a bar, a restaurant bar, or a club, and there's always a bunch of people outside smoking. You get like out west and stuff. I don't see anybody. I don't know why. It's something around here and what the deal is. All right.
Now in Florida, they let them smoke inside. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You go to a casino, they smoke inside.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
But I went to the Hard Rock Cafe, which is a casino in Tampa, and people were smoking there. You never know.
Really?
Never know.
Something with their air system.
Apparently, the filtration system they have must be super duper.
And plus, maybe before you can even smell them.
All right. Then, in addition to go along with that lady that just left, we have Ronald and Deborah Morris, 1608 No Pond Road. They must be top of the hill somewhere. Siemens area up at one of them houses along in there. I would guess that's about a mile and a half. And they're just writing a letter telling them this, that, and the other thing, and we'd like to know our thoughts. We'd like to know your thoughts on this matter. We have a meeting every other week. Why don't you show up? Be my answer to that.
What's the matter that they're concerned about?
It's a 180.
Long.
Yeah. Then we have... Oh, what did you say we had? Huntington?
Franklin.
Down at Castleton.
Heartland. Oh, yeah. Castleton.
Snowmobile, Vermont. Who knows this? Oh, Highgate. And I guess probably we should write a letter to go along with this and send it along to Chris. I mean, they're pretty, they all basically say the same thing, as I can tell. You know, like that was, and that's kind of short, sweet, and to the point. Franklin, I think. Or Peggy, maybe. Well, this is a suboptimal hour and. Bullfrog across the hilltop road. She's thinking that her culvert is popping in the ground. We can see even overlook that. I should determine that not to be the problem. He's going to talk to her again. That's what I was talking about with you guys when he came in. He's going to.
That does it, right?
No, it's a. Sarah M. Saboka. They bought just beyond, you know, if you're going down a hill on Bullfrog, you got Hilltop Road and then the road curves around and you go by Dunbarville. Yeah. There's a corner that cuts off right there. There was a guy that lived out there that constantly fought with what's her name and their son.
David Sorensen.
Yes, Sorensen, and he was constantly going back and forth. Finally ended up dying of a heart attack.
Basically ended up having a heart attack over it.
Yeah. Is that something you could accomplish?
Yeah, when do you want me to accomplish it by?
I guess fairly soon.
Okay.
Otherwise, it might be a moot point because this bill will be in the trash, hopefully. Whatever you can do. And
probably I'll get mailed out this week.
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah, I can try tomorrow, Thursday. Tomorrow, we have the Raptors coming to the library. If you guys want to come see Raptors.
Yeah, that's right, too. Yeah.
What is that?
We have Vins coming, and they're going to bring, we have like over six, we have like between 65 and 75 people coming tomorrow. It starts at noon. Yeah.
You ever go to that place?
Yes.
That's pretty neat.
We actually went last summer and we took the boys. Yeah.
It was, I can milk another day or two of being sick. I'd like to go to that. But
Just swing by.
No one out the door.
Well, actually, 3 days, but I was supposed to work Saturday.
What, bird watching?
If you get it and then sign it and then put it on the, put it on Sherry's desk or something, and Paul and I can sign it. We'll mail it.
Okay. Do you want me to email it to you, the thing, so you can read it first, or?
Yeah, that.
Probably, and then you can make corrections or notes, but I'll keep it.
I don't use punctuation or capitals, and I can't spell, so I won't be doing any corrections.
Well, maybe the substance of it.
Oh. Yeah, and then we can just sign it and get it off to him, because he'll be, I assume he'll be home this weekend, so you can give it to him and have him take it up. We're supposed to also have our crew here for the LEHMP.
Saturday, isn't it?
No, today, this meeting was the final chance for the public to complain.
Oh, yeah.
So, perfect. We had just the crowd I figured we were going to have. You haven't heard anybody talking about it, have you? Complaining about it for anything?
99% of people wouldn't know what the hell it was.
Well, that's for sure. And we have a thank you. Well, what does this say?
Does that have to be per email? Does that have to be approved tonight?
What's that?
The LHMP with Maggie. I thought she said something in the email. Wanted to get it approved or something?
That's a good question. I can't answer it, but it's a good question.
I thought she gave an email.
Yeah,
said something about that.
Oh, yeah, right here. This is her email.
Jesus Christ.
It's tiny.
Mold, you know. You guys can't this any game smaller. I don't know what else going on.
That's the way it came out. I'm like, I can't even hardly read it.
Public commitment period is closing tomorrow night, which is tonight, following the Wells Select Board meeting. Coinciding with this closure, please ensure there is a spot on the agenda for members of the public to submit comments at the very least. The board should take the time to discuss any comments they have in the draft, if any. If there are no, the final draft plan to the Vermont emergency. If there are no, we don't follow on. I don't follow what the hell she's trying to say here. If there are no, I guess it's supposed to be comments. The final draft plan to Vermont Emergency Management for approval pending adoption. I will not be present tomorrow night as I have several conflicts. Perfect. From 4 p.m. on. Therefore, please read any comments received and any suggested revisions. Confirmation that the board voted to approve the plan subject submission to VEM. Don, can you confirm if you or and or Paul will be attending the upcoming Southwest Subregion exercise at the Pulteney, whatever.
That's in May, isn't it?
Yeah, I read it, but I don't remember when.
I think May 6th for some reason.
I don't know if we need to. I don't know if we have to do a.
Okay. I don't know.
Make a motion. May of 2026, select board authorization to submit plan to the state for approval. July adopt plan.
You can motion it through. It won't hurt anything.
Yeah, I think probably we should vote.
Make a motion that we approve the hazardous mitigation plan.
I second that.
Unanimous. Can you just note in there that we did not have any further public comments?
Said the select board has not received any input on LHMP.
Mm-hmm. I'll recover.
That should. Now, the Lakeside Park, they're getting together with the other lake association. You might want to stick that in the minutes. And they're going to attempt to do some weed harvesting and removing of litter. Trying to think of whatever you want to call mud, muck. I guess the two associations are going to work together to make a wading and swimming area at the park. Just because that's the first time that two of them even have ever spoke to one another, I think. Never mind doing something together. And I believe that's due to happen. Tammy is supposed to put it on the website. I believe it's supposed to happen June 20th. I thought that's the date they finally come up with.
I think it's a little later than that.
Because they ran into, but they ran into something.
Yeah, well, bass or
fishing season.
Let's see, June. Yeah, I think the season opens on the 20th. So I guess the 20th is. That's the day.
I'm pretty sure that's because there was something else going on or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the first day of bass season. So the spawning is over by then.
Yeah.
So, I guess you're right.
You said June 20th?
Yeah. I don't know what time it is off the top of my head or anything. But they can look on the website or call somebody and ask them. That's Lakeside Park. Grants and permits. He's got the grants in. Any of them that have to be in. I haven't heard anything yet.
Where's he thinking about paving this summer?
If he's got two plans, if he gets a grant, he would like to continue on from where he left off on East Waldo. If he doesn't get a grant, he was thinking about repairing and fixing the bridge to Route 30.
That's a very good idea, because that is getting,
Jesus.
That's getting bad.
I don't use that road very often. I usually stay on 30.
I generally do too.
And last night, or not last night, the hell night was it? Yeah, no, it was yesterday. I had to go to the hospital again yesterday. I was coming home, and I hadn't gotten my mail or anything yet, so I just, and I thought of it at the last second. I went down through there, had the Jeep. I thought I was going in the lake. I bounced to the right. I bounced to the left. Yes, and I straightened it out, and I said, boy, that was good.
Where's that?
Coming off of 30 onto Westlake Road.
Going down by the Oregon. Yeah. That's not good.
So that this park, this parking lot, that area, and some other little piece that he's, but I can't remember what he said. I talked to him quite a while. Yesterday. What day? Today's Tuesday. Yesterday, yeah. He's got an alternate plan should we not get a grant. He did color the grant up with some flood, some new culverts to prevent flooding in certain areas. I think it swells though. That's what you got to do. You got to lie and cheat. And I won't give you the money. So.
If you quit robbing the phone, then might be selling them for us.
Exactly. So that's his paving deal. They've got the other, the back roads grant, which I think they're using that on, I want to say, Valley of the Farm Road. And then maybe somewhere else. I think they got another little project for that matting.
Yeah, I know they're going to put some over on Bullfrog. I thought they were placing on Sawmill.
I had a meeting at Rutland Solid Waste last Wednesday. They have hired a new manager. He's going to, actually, he may have started yesterday. They weren't giving the guy any room to pack his valise or anything else. He's coming. He was supposed to be there, I believe, Monday. Yeah, 20 was the Monday. Yeah, so he supposedly started.
So, did you say his title was? Or
he's what's that?
What's his title? Or?
The manager of Rutland County Solid Waste. I can't tell you his name.
Yeah, no.
I met him once. Seemed like a pretty durable guy. Casella's going to have their burn deal. Did I tell you about that thing? They, Doug Casella, which is the one that's more involved with the garbage end of things, he's one of the original, the older brothers. They've built through a company in Canada a burn deal. It's on a trailer. It's heavy. It weighs 100 something thousand pounds. But it burns at 4,000 or 5,000 degrees. It burns clean. There's no smoke or anything because it's so hot. And it burns tree stumps, brush, unpainted wood, untreated, but doesn't do. You can't do treated wood with it because of the poison that's in treated wood. They're going to set it up for a trial run. They got permission from the state and everything at the landfill. Oh, going up the mountain on Route 4 there, Gleason Road landfill. Mm-hmm. They got like 4 or 5 acres of tree, brush, and stumps that have been hauled in there. And
at least they're smart enough to get it out of town.
Yeah,
he said. Instead of what they did the last time when they built the plant.
He said, it's supposed to be a pretty trick. I've been working on it for a couple of years. And he was giving a presentation on that, some pictures. Yeah, it burns it up into, it's like, it's potash. And you can, farmers can use it, spread it out in fields.
Hmm.
I guess there's some outfit in Canada, but that's what they're doing in Canada with they've taken it a step further. I guess they can burn paint and wash from theirs. You got to do something else other than after, I don't know, some kind of a muffler or a filter or something if you're burning paint and wood. But it's pretty cool. So that was my extent of my Rutland trip. That trip. The other thing is this, can't find anything out on this damn sewer thing, a septic thing on Channel Drive. The money is set aside for the woman's grant. The contractor is supposedly in line going to start early spring. And nobody's done nothing. And I got 142 emails from all the neighbors up there telling me that we need to do something about this.
For some reason, I thought it was all done.
Well, it is, but nothing has happened. So Chris Pritchard, I talked to him last week on that. He said, so he hates me. He sees my name come up on his phone. He doesn't answer. I talked to him, and he said that he would talk to Neil Kamen. He's the head septic guy in the state. And he did, and all the permits are in place. All the permits are, there's no time frame on them, or there's a time frame on them, but they're within the time limit. The contractor is supposedly still in line to do it. But nobody's done anything. So he was going to go back and see what he could find out, but he hadn't called me or texted me or anything. So that's where that stands. Dave's truck is over to John Shaw's. He had another issue with that one.
No,
we should have kept the one that we sold the stand and sold that one to stand. What else? I can't think of anything else right off the top of my head. I don't know if this is, I'm just looking. I just thought maybe I might have something with Chris, but I don't. Other than that, I don't know of anything of any earth-shattering deals. Nora, there's a Homeland Security grant floating around. Nora called me, I don't know, Thursday or Friday. She wanted to see if she could apply for it and put air conditioners in the other two offices, these things. A generator for the library. And one other thing.
The locks. The door lock?
Oh, yeah. Push button door lock for here, I believe she was talking about. Whether she's applied or hasn't applied, I don't know.
I just checked.
Not due for a while. I'm not sure with the frequency of power going out, we need a generator at the library, but
I'm trying to hash that out in my mind.
I'm trying to think the last time the power went out here was at least 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago.
I guess the only reason I could really think of it might be in the wintertime of her furnace.
Yeah. But there's nothing to freeze there.
There's no water.
Other than books. And the water cooler.
We have plants in there.
It might kill plants.
Yeah, we're growing plants for a plant sale for their fundraiser the day before Mother's Day, in case you guys need gift ideas. We got about 20.
I don't have a mother.
Your wife is a mother.
Not my mother.
But she's a mother.
We've had that running argument for quite some time. You know, I always tell her every year, you're not my mother.
She's the mother of your children.
That is correct.
So.
But I don't know if we'll, it's not a huge fund, so I don't know what we'll get, if we'll get anything. I told her if she liked it, she could look into it. And I'm trying to think. I really don't have, can't think of anything else of any consequence. They have started fiddling with the early stages of the salt shed. They've hauled some fill in there and they started arranging stuff. We've got the box. Do you remember what I got a price on a tarp or on a roof like he's got over there? Remember what it was?
No.
I got to thinking about it. You know, we have the block, we have the capability to do the labor. And
that we do.
With this salt sand thing or salt deal. I don't know. We might want to move that project ahead more than.
If we knew about how much we use, it would be nice to have some ahead.
Because the way Sanderson's letter reads about salt is that's what he's pushing for. If you normally use 1,000 yards or 1,000 tons or whatever, you have it at your disposal rather than, I don't know. To me, I thought this whole deal was just a jerk-around way of raising the price, but whether it's going to become a yearly thing.
Yeah, we got the regular price this last round.
Yeah.
98 and change.
Yeah. That was the stuff we took back to the state, I believe, because we borrowed it from them. So. I don't know. Maybe I ought to see what that. If that guy give me a price on that tarp again, I might be able to find the one I had. I got a quick brochure from him. I think it's probably in there.
It's in the correspondence. It's in the back of that file. In there.
That's a new brochure.
Oh, new one. Yeah.
Yeah, I got an old brochure.
Oh.
Which is where the thing is. I have it. We got a thank you letter from the Woodman. For the money for the call to play the Easter Bunny. To play Easter Bunny.
No, that was Rachel.
Yeah, that's
kind of what we're talking. Okay.
That looks like a big one up there with the horse farm.
Oh, that's big. Yeah, it's I went up there and looked at it. I forgot what the hell she told me it was. It's pretty close to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Might be. It was the same in one direction, and the other was the same. The other one's a little bigger. But it's roughly the same as what we were talking about. Problem being, we have two problems. A, the state really wants you to cover that stuff, and we've got a little Class A stream that runs right by the sand pile, so all the salt washes into the stream.
Oh.
Although it doesn't seem to hurt the trout, they seem to like it. But and then it's also, you got to cover your salt anyway, so that way the shed we have, you can't put much in it. I think he might be able to get 3 loads in there, but you're working.
I'm not too sure how many years you're going to get out of that sand shed we got right now.
Well, we resurrected it once years ago. And I got a feeling one of these days we'll come in and be laid on top of salt.
It very well could be.
You'll have to get salt out of there to get the wreckage out of there. Yeah, it's not exactly a work of art. So, and it wouldn't, it's similar to what the girls got across the road.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
Ours is smaller than that, obviously, but.
We'll need to run power up to that, too.
Yeah, you'd have to have light in there. But, anyways, and that's, I don't have any other. Do you have anything, young lady?
Nothing.
Nora's supposed to be back Monday.
Tomorrow.
She should be home tomorrow, but yeah, she'll be back at the office on Monday.
I guess the fire department wants public help or something. There's something going on over there. She called me about it the other day.
Want to put that building up they got? Or?
No, they've got internal issues as usual.
Well, they got too much money?
Took care of spending all that. You know, that new truck is still not serviced. Or it ain't new truck, but the last truck they got. And I guess it doesn't have radio in it yet. They don't have any money. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with the building that's laying there.
Yeah.
It moved it around, unhooked it. It was only taking up a little bit of space. Now it's scattered all over. I'm not sure what that was all about. I don't know. Do you have any news from the library or anything that... Have you heard anything from Gina?
Nothing.
Okay.
The last email was about the Efficiency Vermont asking when am I availability, and that was it. We've got our Raptor program tomorrow.
Are they still doing the kids still doing the robots or the...
No, they went to states. So they went to regionals, and they placed in the top, I think it was seven, and they got to go to states. And wow. Out of 118 teams, our little Wells Library placed 34th in the whole state.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I hadn't seen anybody there on. They were doing it on Sundays, weren't they?
Sundays, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't seen anybody there, and I thought of it the other day.
Yep. So we're gonna do it again this year, and we might do older kids as well because we had a lot of interest. Yep. So they went Essex. They had to go to Essex Junction for the day. Yep.
Oh, nice.
Perfect. Unless somebody else has anything come before the board, I don't have a thing to say.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Okay, I second.